The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Prepare yourself for some dad jokes.
Down for a minute before it's too late, 'cause I got something to tell you right now and it just can't wait. We've been together for so long and we've had our share of ups and downs, but we always seem to work them out, 'cause our love is strong, no doubt. So when you say that you want some loving, I'll come running to you. You need some hugging, you know I'll hug you. So if you're ever wondering that if my love is fumbling or if I'll ever go astray, then hear me when I say that I'll love you for life, 'cause you're my one and only. I love you for life, and I'll say it again, love you for life, 'cause you're my one and only. I love you for life, yeah. And now we're together, girl, I hope that you can see, when it comes to both our futures, baby, there's no you without me. And I hope that you see it, girl, I want you to know my love for you is stronger, baby, than any love you'll ever know. So when you say that you want some loving, I'll come running to you. And when you say that you need some hugging, you know I'll hug you. So if you're ever wondering that if my love is fumbling, then hear me when I say that I love you for life, 'cause you're my one and only. I love you for life. Yes, I'll say it again, I love you for life, 'cause you're my one and only. I love you for life. Yeah.
It's the homies from 3 Plus on the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. It's called Love You For Life.
I love it. I love it.
Do you really love it?
I love it because, you know what? One of my fantastic co-workers told me I'm like a couple of McMuffins away from being in the band. So I don't know if I took it as a compliment that I can sing good or that I'm just getting up there with the McMuffins and whatnot.
Yeah. I don't know how I would take that if somebody said that to me.
You can take it two ways. Like, hey, man, you can really sing. And I know I can't sing. That's the funny part.
Or it's time to get on keto or something.
Hey. Once again, are they serving Impossible Burgers back here today?
It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. I'm Jason.
Justin right over here, and live.
We are kind of sort of live.
I think we should coin that phrase, kind of sort of live.
Right? Again, from the Row Bar. Down here, Waterfront Plaza. It's turning into kind of like a home base for the home team.
Cigars and barbecue can't go wrong.
Here at the Row Bar. And today, special event going on. We're down here for the football season kickoff. They had a tailgate earlier. We're actually here in the midst of the first half. And I thought,
the best seat in the house.
I thought it was a good idea when we started, but then we got here and I realized that I'm staring at the back of a pillar.
Not me.
And you are watching the game, which means you're not looking at me and you're getting distracted. And I already saw you lose focus like 30 seconds into the show. So we got to keep going. Like, and what's the score? What's the score check? Come on.
7-0, mid first quarter. UH up.
First quarter. All right. So we're going to get some play-by-play from J.I. Ray coming up later on in the podcast.
Let's see how that goes.
Also, we're going to see if we can get Brian. He's been hustling around here at the Road Bar, running back and forth, because the folks from the local chapter of the Shriners are down here. Oh, update. Breaking news.
Breaking moose.
Moose? What the hell is going on, man?
Touchdown.
I literally can't see anything.
It was something
so
like
you
this.
Have to tell me. You have
McDonald
to tell me.
McDonald goes like bombs away. It was
okay,
a
thanks.
One.
All okay. right, cool.
So, 13-0, yeah, if anybody's
I don't know how
score.
This is going to work out. We're going to be having a UH football game going on in the background. We're here at the Row Bar. Like
Saturday.
I said, we've got food. It's so hot. We've got cigars smoking, but we're also right by the grill. So we've got the grill smoking right into
our
faces.
Yeah, so much for not making 3+, right?
Exactly. Oh. And it's right about that time in the afternoon where the sun is shining right on me.
I want to thank you for getting here early and taking that spot. I want to thank you for coming that early.
At least I got set up properly. Hey, there speaking of UH football, you don't have like season tickets or
no,
anything.
I'm
do
not
you go to the games?
I go to, well, no, now that the kids are getting older and then, you know, I kind of want to get them started. We went to several games last year.
Okay.
And the plan is that we're going to go to a couple games this year. But, I mean, that's, yeah, dad life.
Oh, because a lot of people watch it on TV.
Pay-per-view, yeah.
A lot of people go to the bar. And that's the thing about this season is that they're kind of tweaking the prices of the pay-per-view. So
they
it's
should.
Actually, it's cheaper for Oahu residents this season than it was last season.
Really?
Thanks,
oh,
man.
Hey. Thank you, sir.
Getting the hookups here at
all
the
right.
Row Bar. Shout out to the Cigar Nation that takes care of everybody.
Don't believe that
over
would be
here.
John Fia if I did.
Well, I'm going to look. I don't have it in front of me because we just got sidelined by it, but I got his social media. I follow him on Instagram. We're going to shout him out later on in the show. So
is he the one selling
it.
The cigars in the front?
He does a lot of help here locally in the scene.
In the scene.
A lot of cigar nights. If there's a cigar night going on, Brett is going to be part of it. I just don't have his Instagram in front of
me. We'll get our staff on it.
We'll talk about that later. Speaking of our staff, our internet connection is acting up, so I also can't really tell you about...
Shout out our sponsor. Shout out our sponsor real quick. He's
the
in
UH
the house.
Games real fast.
Oh,
but
yeah, sure,
before
yeah, sure.
we get to that, I want to make sure that you do what you wanted to do because we've got Justin's fan of the week. Justin's real big on the social media following because we're on Instagram.
Yes,
tell him how
are.
To find you on Instagram.
Okay. Two High Dads. You find that off of there. And then you can follow our personal ones at Cool Daddy Cool J at Honolulu Pulse. Please join the nation, join the army. And we like to post lots of stuff. We also like to say, you know,
you post a lot of stuff. You are like the heartbeat for the Two Hawaii Dads Instagram account. When you see all these memes and all this stuff that's looking all kind of silly, that's all Cool Daddy Cool J, my
friend. No, so I want to take credit for the funny ones and then the ones that get like
they're
two or three
fault?
Likes.
It's my
yeah,
fault?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just going to say that was Jason's one.
All right, cool.
And then just take one for the team, but...
But also, what's real big to you is you like the attention on the podcast, and you like the fact that people are reviewing and subscribing
rate,
to the show.
Review, subscribe. I love it.
You had a favorite this week, right?
Yeah. So shout out to King Tamehameha. I'm not sure if he's related to the other one, but he said, awesome. It's like listening to an early morning drive radio show. You like that? Early morning drive?
Oh, it's not a stretch. We did both. We both are kind of from a radio background, Mr. Afternoon Drive.
So that means
morning or afternoon drive? Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. So he says, both guys play off one another. They share wisdom. From the old days of growing up to transitioning into the modern one. So he's trying to say that podcast is the end thing. And he says, we're doing a fantastic job. Minimal pigeon. I see that inside.
Oh, there can be maximal if you like, bruh. Can.
Where's Chef Ricky when you need him? Love
nah,
Chef Ricky.
And the thing is, I'm a private school boy. You are a coconut.
I got in where my district was accepting me. That's what that was.
And to me, it was like, it was always a switch. Like, you could flip it on, flip it off. And I guess because of my 9-to-5, I still got to flip it off. So I don't get to use too much pigeon as much as I used to.
That's good. That's a talent. I wish I had that kind of on and off switch.
What do you have? Just the angry blank stare. The bra. I going murder you.
Well, I mean, well, we've seen how much when the drinks get into me.
I've also seen some of your social media feed when you get to work.
Those again. Follow me if you want to know how much I really, really appreciate
if you
my.
You really want the insight into a state
coworkers.
Worker? That is the one.
Woof.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can say your mahalo. And the fact that, brother, his homeboy is in the house
this
week.
He's in the house right behind us. We're going to try to coax him to come on, but he's not.
He's shy.
Yeah, he's a shy guy. He's shy. So shouts out to Gerard.
He's handsome, but he's soft-spoken.
Couple more, what's that, vanilla porters.
I was going to say, by the time we get to the end of the podcast, you never know. Jared might be over here telling us what's really going on in the state of affairs with Headed Home Roofing and Painting.
Nah. So let me tell you this about UH football. Okay. Right? Let me tell you about that. That's how he's going to do
there
it.
There you go. There
so
you
shouts
go.
Out to Headed Home Roofing brother Gerard. Again, available, same-day emergency covering, tarping available. So if you got that kind of situation, if you're in a pinch and you got to go on the roof, because this would be me. I'll go up on top of the roof
and fall off.
Well, no, I'll make sure I go spread eagle, make sure I distribute.
You're not even tie down. You're not gonna have the boys holding onto a bungee.
No, because I got to do it all by myself. Who's gonna help me?
The boys.
My kids.
Yes, that's why you got the boys.
No way, my kids gonna be in the house.
The two of them would sit there. They got the bungee cord around your waist, going, "Dad, don't fall, Dad, don't fall."
They're gonna try hang each other with the.
While you are
right, literally hanging off.
Yeah,
so distribute my weight. I'm gonna be up there with the blue tarp I got from Walmart, and the cinder blocks that I took off my wall. That's my version of patching, but do it right. Get these guys on again. Same day emergency roofing and tarping available. Give them a call. 497-0927.
Oh, I was going to put you on the spot. You have the number written down. You knew he was going to be here. That's why. Yeah. You knew. I better get the number right when Gerard's stay right over there watching me. I better get the name right. I better get the phone number right.
Yeah, I feel it.
I better get the URL, the website. Right? You know what the website is?
Yep. Headed Home Roofing and Painting.com. Yes.
Not .net. Not .org. Not .eu. Nothing.
Yeah.
.com.
.com, because at the end of the day, we're all headed home. You like that read? That might have been the best read ever. I'm only two sips into my beer.
How many shows into this podcast are we?
Two sips into my beer. Best read ever.
My man.
Love it.
Oh, bruh. Speaking of doing it right, see it out here. I was saying it earlier. This is perfect timing. It's been pretty hot lately.
It's always hot. I watched Guy Hagi on Monday, and he just goes 90 degrees all week.
You know what I'm learning? The phrase to hate. Heat index.
Oh, that's a big word right there, bro.
You know what the heat index means, right?
No.
Feels like.
Oh, is that on my phone? Is that what that is?
Yeah, so if it ever says feels like, that's the heat index where it feels like it's 99 degrees.
Who made that up?
Guy Hagi.
That guy, he's put more new words into.
He didn't make that up. That's weather terminology, bro.
What about the cone of uncertainty?
Like, go on the weather, so the weather channel, they're going to say heat index, bro.
I swear, like, the last year, cone of uncertainty has
that's
popped.
That's another thing. Yes, he didn't invent that.
He didn't make that up either?
No, he invented best weather on the planet.
Cheap eats.
Oh, bro. Well, I don't know if he invented whole bro, but.
If he did, we're all screwed because.
Anyways, who knows, baby, what are you doing to stay cool? Like, are you doing anything special, or is it just suffer?
Bebs. Just bebs.
Naked.
No, bebbies. And then I throw, just to protect everybody from harm, I throw an extra bed sheet on top of the couch. Because, I mean, if there's some wet substances on my couch, it stinks. So.
Well, that's the thing, is we sacrificing our electric bill. And we're going to run into AC because we got the house where, like, we don't got central AC or, like, plenty AC.
You got a big house, too.
We got a decent-sized house, but the thing is, we got the one window air conditioner in the living room.
Uh-huh, so that pumps all of that.
Well, it doesn't do the whole house. It does the living room. So if we didn't do the air conditioner, block off the rest of the house, you know, it's
closed
just, like,
doors.
Just one little spot where you get the nice, cool room, so... Move the baby's bed out into the living room. We got a full size mattress on the ground, sleeping in the living room.
The valley don't
camping
catch
style.
Like breezes coming through. Not even.
Not this time of year. So
just overall in general. Really,
it's just
hot. Wow, that is hot. Woefully.
August and September, two worst months.
I'm telling you, those mesh bebbies, bro. Those things just game
just
changers.
Got a free ball, man. Watch out. Don't get poked in the eye, man.
I cannot do that at my house.
Keep it moving.
I cannot do that at my house.
Gotta move quick. You never know.
Please don't do that when we go back to Studio Kalihi. Please.
Oh, I promise you I won't do that. My daughter, I cannot make any promises on the other end for my kid. Bare ass running all over the house after she take a bath. Scoring update. What happened? Breaking news.
Breaking news. Interception, Arizona.
Here's your breaking news. I still can't see the TV from where I'm at.
It's a great game, I'm telling you.
Oh, bruh.
Speaking of
it actually wasn't a great game because Maui didn't win, but Little League World Series. Did you watch the game today?
I saw bits and pieces of it. I made a bold statement earlier in the morning. I thought they were going to win.
Did you say it on the air?
I did not. I said it on my social media, which is almost the same thing.
That's kind of bad because it was your fault. You bought cheetah because they were up, what, like 5-0, right? 6-0, right? And then the kind came back. It was your fault.
No, your fault. Hawaii was down.
Weren't they up?
No, they were never up. They were never up.
I thought they were up.
It was like zeros to like the fourth, fifth inning, and then Louisiana came.
I was just trying to blame it on you. Oh, I remember now. And then they came and they scored two, and then they scored like three more. They loaded the bases and everything, right?
Yeah.
They just opened it up.
Opened it up.
Yeah.
Remember?
But that was the U.S. Championship, so they're going to face... They faced the winner of Japan versus Curacao, which is Curacao. One, right? Was it Curacao or was it Japan?
No, Curacao. Curacao is the winner, yeah.
So Curacao versus Louisiana.
Yeah, for the belt. Ship.
And then we get the second place, first courtesy. Place loser.
Yeah, loser game. Hey, you know what's the funny thing? Remember, I made that statement... Hawaii won the first game. Guess who they beat the first game?
Who'd they beat in the first game?
The Louisiana game. Those guys.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah. That was the point, is they had the Louisiana to come back and redeem themselves.
Same
and
guys.
Redeem themselves they did.
Okay, here's a hot take. Hot take about this. It is a double elimination tournament, right?
Yeah.
Hawaii goes undefeated, loses one game, out.
Yes, how that's how
that?
It works.
Really? Was it always like that?
That's how a tournament works, bro. Did you look at the bracket?
No, but I mean, like, when I hear double elimination, I'm thinking double elimination the whole way.
Yeah, they get a chance to come back and play for fourth place or whatever it is or third place, whatever it is that they play for.
I don't know.
I mean, that's the second game, right?
It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right for me.
They win the second game. If they win tomorrow, they go home with third place overall. How do you? But again, do you understand how a tournament bracket works? You only go so far, and then one person got to win, one person got to lose.
Yeah, who plays for third place, though? That's what I'm saying.
Well, exactly, which is why you should have won the U.S. Championship in the beginning and gone to the thing.
Yeah.
But then what would you have said if they made it to the championship game and then they lost? Oh, garbage, because they lost the way in the final of the Little League World Series. Garbage.
No. They would have been the U.S. champion, which is okay by my book. And then
that's still first place loser in the World Series. It's called the Little League World Series for a reason. It's not called the Little League National Championship.
But U.S. champ is something to say, hey.
Are you the world champs?
Oh, well.
You lost in the World Series championship game. That's the thing.
You can look at that too.
But if you can sit there and be upset at their achievement at this point, any team to make it to the Little League World Series, it's a stellar achievement.
No.
And then make it all the way to that spot, to make it to the U.S. championship game, is a stellar achievement.
I agree. I just feel that by losing once in that, just losing once and then getting essentially nothing, that's how I feel. That's unfortunate.
What would you rather be, a single elimination tournament? Because then, you know,
there wouldn't
be any game tomorrow.
That is true.
It'd be done.
Yeah, I will go single elimination tournament. I just don't understand if they're saying double elimination and then I only lose once and it is. One day my kids will be there and I'll be griping about the same thing, hopefully.
Speaking of stuff to gripe about, this is something you could legitimately gripe about. NFL preseason, right? They're playing games all over the place. They came in, they played in Honolulu a couple of weeks ago, Cowboys and the Rams.
Right.
They're playing up in Canada this week. So the Packers and the Raiders were up in Winnipeg.
Is that where they were at?
Yep. And the stadium they played in is actually a stadium where they have Canadian football, CFL. And they thought it was going to be all G. They went and said, we're going to have a full-on game.
Yeah.
It'll be a normal game. They got there. Everybody showed up. And then they went,
You would think, right? Football field. Yeah, everything's all G.
CFL, though.
Right.
The goalposts are in a different spot. And they thought, no worries. We're going to rip them out. Not going to be a problem. It was a problem.
What's funny is that it wasn't like the day before. It was like hours before kickoff. They're like, hey, wait a minute.
They're doing the final walkthroughs. And they're like, whoa.
So they got the grounds crew to come out. And then, I don't know if you're familiar about the artificial turf. They got those black pellets, right?
Yep.
So they had the grounds guys try to fill the puka with it. And I was like, uh-uh.
That ain't going to work.
It's not going to work. And that's...
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Totally get hurt.
It's like you got to put the piece of plywood out over it and like we paint it orange and watch out.
So
can't say we didn't warn you.
So they ended up shortening the field.
You know what they would do at Aloha Stadium? They put an orange cone in them. You'd have an orange cone in the crater, and it'd be just saying, hey, bruh.
Watch out.
Ground rules, bruh. You know, at the beginning of the game, when the refs come out and they point to all the stuff, right? Watch out for the cone.
Such a city and county
move. Better
right
not
there.
Hit the cone. Wait. Better not hit the cone.
But so they shorten it, and they still do it. They still play where it was like the 10-yard line into the end zone was, or the end zone.
Bruh, it's dangerous to play sports in this world.
I'm like, for what? For that? That is it's a major dangerous. For what? For why? Why would you even do that?
You know, it's also dangerous to be a sports fan in this world sometimes.
It is, especially if you're at a bar and you start lipping to people.
Bruh, did you hear about what happened at the PGA Tour Championship?
No. But wait, give me a guess. Golfing. Nobody got
hit in the face by a ball. Oh. Or balls. No.
Somebody got too liquored up.
No. Six people, though, got struck by lightning.
Wow. Random.
Six people got struck by lightning.
Not one. Not two.
But six. And I would tell you more about it, except our internet isn't working out again.
It's all good. So it was at the Tour Championship, which is a big tournament happening this weekend.
Yep.
So, I mean... They called the Little League game on chances of lightning.
Because the PGA Tour Championship is in Atlanta, so East Coast, right? 60-foot pine tree at the course.
Monsters.
Got nailed with lightning, fell down, rained them with like pieces of wood, like shrapnel.
Oh, so they technically didn't get zapped by lightning. They got the tree hit them.
Six injured after the lightning struck the tree, which means then the tree struck somebody else.
Ooh.
At least six people.
That might be equally just as bad as getting zapped with lightning.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be zapped by lightning or hit by a tree. I'm good. Don't want to try either one of those.
Oh, breaking news. Arizona's just scored.
Breaking news.
I love it. We should have more broadcasts during football games. I feel important.
You know, and we're sitting here talking about how it's dangerous to be a golf fan. It's dangerous to be an NFL player. It's dangerous to walk the streets of Kaka'ako, you know.
There's no news.
Oh, Brad, did you hear? Right up the street, 7-Eleven, right over here on South Street.
Queen, South, right?
Yeah, just last night or very early this morning, some dude in his 40s got arrested because he was really, really hungry for some Mike and Ike's.
Well, now, reports say man in his 40s. It could have been a teenager from Micronesia.
He was really hungry for some Mike and Ike's, and he went in and he stole like $40 of Mike and Ike candy.
$40? Did he even carry $40 worth of? That is amazing.
No, not $20. $20.
Oh, $20.
$20. Which that might still, be the whole Mike rack. And Ike's, those boxes is what? $1.50.
That's a lot of
so that's
sugar.
About 10, that's about 15, 16 boxes, right?
Yeah, at least. Check his teeth.
Anyways, he tried to get out of there, and he went pop the lady.
Oh, that's weak. Yeah. What?
He went pop the lady. The lady said she wasn't hurt. She was hurt, but she was not injured.
That's the way to get out of it. That's something I would say.
So they arrested the guy on an investigation of robbery.
I want you to take on this. Charge. If somebody was taking product,
yeah,
would you just let them go? Now, if they're taking money, it might have been a little bit different, but they're just taking...
It depends, because who are you working for? Are you working for 7-Eleven, a big corporate company that part of the pricing model for their products is breakage, a.k.a. the stuff that gets stolen and lost and taken? They factor it in. Like, there's a reason why things are priced a certain way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of the pricing is they pay for the shoplifting. It's factored into the retail price.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to risk it over Mike and Ike's, man.
If you work for a corporate company, Walmart, Target, you know, that's why they just stand there and they go, hey, they're stealing.
Right.
And then they're going to call the cops.
So is that why they don't make a scene?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Just
Tata, who worked at Pink Store, who has to go and buy with his own money all of his product.
He's carrying behind
and doesn't have any help other than, hey, got to make them rent money.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand him going out. Settling some business in the parking lot.
I hear you. That makes sense.
You know what I mean? If it's a small business owner, a local business owner, yeah, got to do what you got to do.
Plus, I was thinking, but they could like say something bad happens. Could the family turn around, like the big corporation come back and, you know, I don't want to say sue them, but you know what I mean?
Well, that's what happens. Is that crime pays, right? It's like these people who are the ones doing the dirt, then come back and say I got hurt in when I was being apprehended, and they sue the big box store.
Well, just as long as they got the size and the height and the weight of the guy on the way out.
Well, the thing that I don't think people realize is the law in this state still a law allows for business people to have firearms at their place of business.
Nah?
Yeah. So
is that something you got to apply for?
I would want to go read more into it, but there's something where if you got a permit and you have are licensed to carry a firearm, you can have it at your place of business.
Makes sense.
And then it just it comes down to defending yourself. You know, you got the way the law works out here is you gotta be in fear of your life or being sodomized or something else. One of those two. So if you tell the cops, hey, the guy said he's gonna come in here and he's gonna poke me. So I shot him. Theoretically you might be able to get off.
Right. Right, I agree. That's
but they would arrest you, you'd go to jail, you'd go to trial, blah, 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 blah. But there are ways that, you know, if you run a liquor store or a small business and you got somebody coming in bothering you, you should be able to have a firearm in there. Cue that sound. Now you know. The more you know.
The star. Bro, speaking of Kaka'ako.
What about Kaka'ako?
New.
Mean streets.
Eat the streets.
You eat streets.
I did that once. It was all right.
Yeah, it was cool.
But there's a new establishment.
It's kind of new, but it's actually kind of old. But it's kind of different. It's kind of same but different because they're your buddies.
Yeah,
it's the homies.
The old homies from Home Bar and Grill, the kitchen side,
among other places,
among other compies, pineapple room and whatnot. So they opened up their new spot, out there, 885 Queen Street. Evidently, the original OG spot for the Hamada store.
Don't bring
store.
My computer.
Sorry, bro.
But now it's called Hamada General Store. And it's more a food and drink establishment. It's a focus on plate lunches.
Right, totally. And it's like a nice, cozy spot right in there. And so shout out Brandon, John, and Neil. They're cooking up some mean.
Get loaded mean, tater tots.
No, they don't have loaded, but they're saying that. They might bring it back.
I've been following some of the guys on Instagram, and I'm seeing the daily specials, and it's mouth watering.
And you could probably feed a family a nice, you know,
at least two meals out of that plate lunch.
Yesterday I went to get their specials.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. I was just at first sometimes you get kind of salty balls because it's like, hey, $14 plate,
right?
Like, bruh. And then you eat it, it's like it's a $9 plate, except you're paying like whatever surcharge for the higher end, right?
Right.
But this spot, I've seen the pictures, I've seen the foodie shots. It is legit. You spend $14 on a plate, you're eating two meals.
Yeah. If you're getting more.
Yeah.
If not, what you're getting, perhaps
so
more.
So speaking of social media, I heard you had date night.
Date day. Yeah, me and the other half don't get out much, and when we do, it's usually eating.
Which is not a bad thing. I mean, come on. You're not going to go wrong with that. So you guys went down to Hamada General Store. What'd you have?
I had, it was the daily special. It was called Four Pigs and a Chicken. So it was a sandwich on top of a bed of fries. It was ham, bacon, roast pork, and pork tonkatsu. With the computer's getting it. On a over easy egg. And it's a sandwich. She went.
What'd the other half get?
She went healthy. She had a pita. She had a tuna pita, which is very good, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible.
No, she didn't tell me. No, she told me that it was good.
It was good.
I didn't even
try it.
No, I'm not even healthy. I had pork.
Sometimes you got to stick a pita in your face, man.
I don't know, man.
No?
No. Not to, maybe if the pita was filled with roast pork. That was
a big negative, a.k.a. a Lopez hard yes.
Ooh, we haven't had those in a while. Thank goodness.
There you go.
So check them out.
But we are here once again, the two Hawaii Dads podcast, broadcasting kind of sort of live from Waterfront Plaza.
Yeah, and then totally right behind this pillar.
Here at the Row Bar. I still got the best seat in the house of the UH football game. I got to thank Brian. I got to thank
Dylan and Jesse.
I got to thank Dylan and Jesse, Rach, all the staff here at the Row Bar for hooking it up, making it possible for us to be nice and comfortable. Speaking of being nice and comfortable, I think Brian might have settled down a little bit. We're going to go see if we can find him, and maybe we'll talk story for just a little bit. So sit tight. We'll be right back here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Rattly bones and some old jokes. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
This is great.
It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Jason, that's Justin right there. And sitting in with us, he is the man here at the Row Bar. It's my man, Brian.
Make some noise.
How do you pronounce your last name for people that, because I've seen a spell, but I'm not even going to try.
Well, you know, it's been pronounced many different things.
Exactly.
But
depends on the
correctly spoken, it is Shift.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
But they call me Shifty or whatever, but it's Shift.
And all we're right. here at the Road Bar. You've actually come on board relatively recently. It's been a few months now, but it's interesting to see some of the changes that have happened since you've come on board. You want to talk a little bit about what you're doing here at the Road Bar?
Man, we are just trying to bring the life back into Restaurant Row.
Absolutely.
I hear
from
you.
Everybody that's been sitting here at the bar for the past 6 months that I've been here, and what they've told me what it used to be, how it was, we're just trying to make it what it was once again. Not as not necessarily the club scene. We want you guys, ladies, children, we want you to come on down. We got a new menu going on.
We'll get to that in just a minute.
Absolutely.
I mean, we are here for the UH football game.
We are.
The first one of the season. You are going to be showing as many of the UH games as possible.
We actually got the package for this
year.
So we're going to do the package here. Okay. And today we did a kickoff with UH, as you were saying. We coordinated it with Honolulu Cigars.
Okay.
So they're doing a little cigar special here. We had a gentleman who came on in, a regular of ours, and donated a box of Opus X 20-year anniversary cigars.
If you're into cigars, all you got to say is Opus X 20th anniversary.
Everybody knows.
If you're not, just believe it's a really, really good cigar.
Yeah, so we partnered up with Aloha Shriners.
Okay.
We got a little door prize, which is the box of cigars.
Raising funds for that.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And we got a little backup from the gentleman also. It's a 5-pack. About a $500 value. Really good high-end cigars.
Yeah.
Really nice. And what really set everything off today was the coach from UH, his generosity, because he is a Shriner.
Nick Rolovich.
Decided to have the team sign a football. We have it here. That's going up.
That's one of the items.
One of our friends.
Very nice.
Wow.
A signed Hawaii Warrior football team football. Now, not just this Saturday, but Sundays are also a big football day at the Row Bar with the NFL, right?
Yeah, we're going to be doing Sundays here. We're going to do actually the second game, not the first one, because I don't know if I need to be here at 7 o'clock in the morning.
It depends how Saturday goes.
Yeah, I close at 2 o'clock in the morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning anyway. It's kind of a hard turnaround.
There you go.
But, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do some football, and we're going to do 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock. We're going to do some bottomless Bloody Marys and mimosas. The food. Well, I ain't even talk about the food. We'll talk about that another time.
And there's lots of parking
absolutely.
In the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You get 3.5 hours if you park in the structure. It's a great place to come down on a Sunday, hang out, have a couple drinks, watch the game.
Absolutely.
And not only Sunday. You guys are going to do Monday night football, Thursday night football. And if anybody's feeling squirrely, we can do some Wednesday night football if you want to.
There you go. Plus all the college
listen, you
games.
Can bring a Nerf ball down here. We can do a little football. It doesn't matter.
Lots of room.
Absolutely.
Lots of
absolutely.
Room.
Another thing I want to talk about, you can hear it going on in the background. A lot of crowd here having a good time watching the game, but we also have live music.
We
that's
do,
another
we do.
Staple coming back to the Row Bar, live music, right?
So today we're featuring DNA Music. They performed once here, once before here. Very good band. Everybody enjoyed them, so we decided to have them back. They're kind of like a jazz funk type sound.
Okay.
Really good band, trio actually.
Mm-hmm.
But every Friday night, we started the live music again. So we're doing everything and anything under the sun. Just want to throw a little dig here. We got Carl Golden is going to be here this Friday night.
Okay.
He's a classic jazz and blues guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He plays over the note. So, yeah, it's really good. We got a lot of different variety genres of music here. Hawaiian falsetto, classic guitar, Spanish guitar, acapella, whatever. We're trying to bring it. We want the people to come down. Every Friday evening starts at 6 o'clock. Our happy hour runs from 3 to 9.
Nice.
Monday through Sunday.
We've taken full advantage every time we've been here.
7 days a week.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Right.
7 days I mean,
the first 7 day a week happy hour.
The first time we were here, they had some like kachi music, some upbeat, you know, Cuban, Puerto Rican music going.
Yeah.
So that was a good
was a good time.
Variety.
And finally, want to wrap up. The last thing I want to talk about, I kept saying we're going to talk about it. Now is the
menu.
Time to talk about it because I don't know if people realize this, but here at the Row Bar, it's right here in the middle of Waterfront Plaza, which is actually now a satellite campus of Hawaii Pacific University.
Mm.
Ton of college kids. They've been coming through the last couple of weeks for orientation. School is about to start.
That's right. School is going to start.
And with a new semester comes a new food menu at the Row Bar.
Yeah. So we decided to scale it back. Okay. We had a lunch menu, a dinner menu, and a happy hour menu.
And so it was a fancy menu.
No,
lots of fancy dishes.
We cut it back. We wanted to cater to the kids, but yet we wanted to cater to the buildings, the office complex, the
office
people
guys
that are around us. So we did BYOB burgers, and that's not bring your own beer. That's build your own burger. We got five different varieties of pizzas on there.
There you go.
For anybody from the East Coast, which I am from, transplant here out here in this lovely island, we are doing 15 different sauces as far as wings are concerned.
Mm, interesting.
So, I mean, I've been here and I've only seen plain and spicy.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. You're right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And definitely, you got. I mean, we added a whole lot of things. I mean, every now and then we're going to go ahead and do a Philly cheesesteak, real Philly cheesesteak.
Ooh,
yeah, real, nice. Real Philly cheesesteak.
Okay,
I haven't found a good one yet, but I'm telling you what, my chef here, Chef Aaron,
yep,
best Philly I had.
All right, ready to go.
Since
fine.
I got here.
So cigars, they've got solid whiskey, scotch. The liquor selection here is top notch at their old bar.
You're looking at me 96. Like you're trying to convince me.
I don't need to convince you. The food, the entertainment, like. There's a reason why we keep coming back to the Row Bar.
I like the atmosphere. It's open air, and that's why you guys have a lot of the cigar nights.
Yep.
This is one of the places that you've been seeing.
Few places you can do it.
Yep.
Also got to make sure that we do shout out the full name, because it is the Row Bar by Tamora's. Don't forget that. There's a reason why there's so much good whiskey, so much good liquor,
yeah,
so much good food and drink.
Absolutely.
Because it has that Tamora's name to back it all up.
Yeah, I got to... Don't mean to cut you, but
you gotta go.
I know. I gotta.
It's almost halftime.
Really good. I got a really good. Yeah, I gotta do a thing. But
thanks for taking the time.
96 different varieties of whiskey. Check me out. See you later.
Brian's gotta go from the Row Bar. He's on the Two Hoy Dez podcast. Thanks for coming down, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, there he goes. He's out.
He's out. It's almost halftime. We got more stuff to do.
I think that is the most I've seen him not move.
There you go.
Since every time we've been here,
because he's making time for us right here on the Two Hoy
Dez
podcast. We'll be right back right after this.
Forget Google, forget Apple. These guys own stock in every Manapua man's van. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. That's
buddy.
Justin right there.
That's Jason right over there on the one and two.
And we have a very special guest.
Hey, I know. Very familiar
Earlier,
face.
We were here at the Row Bar, and we got gifted with a few cigars by the one and only. You can find them on Instagram, Maka Kilo Cigars, a.k.a.
Brother John, what's up, my man?
I'm doing good.
Thanks for coming and sitting over here. I know it was kind of surprised you and said, like, come sit down. You're like, what? What's happening? But appreciate you coming down, talking with us. Are you a dad yourself?
Yes, I am. I have two sons.
Okay.
There you go.
So he automatically qualifies for the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
You ain't already.
I've been through the whole diaper thing and now the teenager phase.
Oh, okay.
I've been through all that.
Yeah. On to college phase?
Yeah, one's in college, one's in high school.
Oh, nice. Mainland? Mainland College?
Yeah, he goes to Linfield College.
Oh, football. Linfield.
Nah, he's just a student. He didn't want to follow in dad's footsteps.
What?
Big shoes,
which
that's
was kind,
why.
Nah, but it was also good, too, because I would be the hypercritical dad.
Oh,
he's coach and everything, right?
Yeah.
So he played other sports and all that, so I didn't know. He played soccer. I don't know shit about soccer.
Did he know, he knew that you're going to be that kind of dad, like you're going to be overly critical?
I don't know if he did or not, but, I mean, he grew up around the field. I mean, he was at all practices. He just, that was his thing, and I never pushed him into it because I was happy because, you know, all the injuries and stuff. And
I just remember growing up, I was a baseball guy, right? And even though my dad was never technically my coach, I got coached on the way to games, I got coached on the way home from games, I got coached on the way to practice, on the way back. I got coached on the days that we weren't even really doing baseball. He was just like, he always had his 2 cents to put in there. Are you like that with
I was like that strictly with effort.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
I didn't know anything about, like, for example, they played club soccer and all that.
Sure.
I don't know nothing about that. But through that, I learned appreciation for the game. But still, I wasn't that parent hollering on the sideline. I was the one that only got mad when I didn't feel like he was giving effort.
Were you in charge of the orange wedges at halftime? Dad, we're charging orange wedges this week.
He's also old enough to remember when you would take the Hawaiian Suns and you would wrap them up in the foil and bring them all in the foil.
No.
Right?
The cartoon juice.
Those two.
Are you spurging for whole cans at halftime?
Bruh. You was balling when you got the whole can.
Wow.
No, I upgraded. What are those tangerines, the mini tangerines? What are they called? What
are they called?
The cuties.
I brought the cuties, man. Chilled.
Balling.
Cooler always next
balling.
To you. That's a true coach.
You know, you're always trying to outdo the other parents, right?
Oh, there you go.
But they brought Lunchables, Dad, and we just bought tuna sandwiches.
Now, we are here at the Row Bar, like I said. came over, and he was very nice to hook us up with a cigar. That's the thing here at the Road Bar is every month or so, we get different cigar events, and you're a big part of what goes on here as far as the rotation with the cigars, right?
Yeah, well, I supply Tamura's. In fact, I supply all the premium cigar retailers in Hawaii.
There you go.
Yeah, so
if you're looking for good cigars, this is the guy.
Right up the road, I live back a kilo.
Mahalo.
You should start smoking more cigars.
I gotta start catching a bus up the hill.
Yeah. So we sit down. Don't mind the.
We are live.
Will you say, excuse me, you had a lot to eat already, haven't you? I didn't know they had chili over here.
I guess the captain of the boat took the over first half.
Excuse me.
Over first half.
Your first thing you did was you came over, you said, what's up? And this is what I love about you is you always come bearing gifts. Can you tell us a little bit about the sticks that you gifted us with this evening?
Oh, these are Atelier. Okay. It's a brand made by Pete Johnson from Tatawahi Cigars.
Okay.
So it's a very boutique brand. It's like a sub-brand of his. And very high quality. It's made in Nicaragua, Nicaraguan tobacco. And it has a proprietary hybrid tobacco in it that is only in the Atelier cigars.
Interesting.
You can learn a lot from this guy. And this is why I love following you on Instagram, is that you don't post a lot of pictures of yourself. We don't waste time with this face for radio. Right,
yeah,
here.
I have a face for radio. That's why I don't post my pictures on Instagram.
What we see are nothing but bangers. We see all the cigars that he gets to enjoy. And he gets to enjoy some fine cigars, my friend. So follow you on Instagram, Makakilo Cigars. That is the way to do it.
Yes.
Best way to follow all the events that are coming up? You're going to have everything posted there?
Yeah, I actually have an email list. I got to figure out how to put that on Instagram. I could put a link on Instagram, but you know what? I should put a link in my profile.
Link in bio.
Oh, link in bio.
That's the phrase that pays. Link in bio. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hit you guys up with that because I'm old. I don't know all that technology.
For the people who don't know how to find you on Instagram, and we can tell them right now, what's the email address to find to get on the list?
Oh, if you email me at jonfia@me.com.
John Fia at me.
And you just say, hey, I'd like to be on your list. I'll add you to the list.
Don't automatic.
But another great way is on Facebook. We have a Hawaiian local Facebook cigar group page called Sandwich Isles Herfing Society.
Very nice.
And we post all the events on there.
Very nice.
And we do that as well. So that's
random
a great
question. Are you part of the Hawaii Whiskey Mafia?
Yeah, I'm one of the behind-the-scenes taster guys that help pick the barrels.
Drink a lot of whiskey.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How come you didn't tell me if I'm a part of the mafia?
Because I know you're not. Because I'm not even part of the mafia. I just get to stand there and watch and go, oh, I know that guy. Oh, I know that guy. Oh, I know that guy.
There's a really bomb Whistle Pig barrel coming out pretty soon.
Yes.
And I got to taste it. And we chose, and they said, okay, look, they said, tell me what you think. And I chose all, I tried all the different ones, and I said, I'm choosing number three. And they go, damn it, I hate it when you're right. Because I'm in line with their flavor profile, so I was like, yeah, it's gonna be bomb. I'm actually drinking Whistle Pig Boss Hog on happy hour at the Roll Bar by Demora's right now.
Very.
A lot of people don't know this, but they have a very extensive whiskey selection at the Roll Bar.
Brian was on just a few minutes ago, and we made sure everybody
heard
about that.
The happy hour pricing is killer.
Yes, sir.
For the whiskey.
You are not wrong. John, I'm going to let you get back and enjoy the game. Enjoy the rest of the cigar. Again, thanks for on the spur of the moment coming over and talking story with us. Really appreciate it.
No, I'm the Santa Claus of cigars.
Oh, just, ho ho ho!
It is.
If you see me with my backpack, I'm in Santa Claus mode.
And he will walk up and ho ho ho
on
a
guy.
Yes, he does do the ho 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 too every once in a while.
Nice.
And a chortle, and then he just walks back.
I do have the Santa Claus belly too, so it's all
dad
good.
Dad bod.
Brother, truly appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank you,
man.
So much. We get that off your hands. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And yeah. Make sure you follow him on Instagram.
Oh, I'm adding Maka him up
Kilo
as soon as I can.
Cigars. Go add him right now. You can pick up the phone and add him right now. Thanks again, John. Appreciate it, brother. So we're going to keep going. Let's keep going. We're on the home stretch right here, bro.
Shouts out to John.
It's halftime, right?
Almost. It's 21 up.
Breaking news.
21-21. 56 seconds left.
Do you have highlights for us?
I do. Here we go. Colt McDonald.
What did he do?
3 interceptions.
Okay. That's not good.
Yeah, I know.
Highlights. Not lowlights. Highlights.
Highlights. There are people still in the stands.
One of the first observations you made, and this is why you're like on point. You walked in, you was like, oh, bro, upper level, empty.
There you go. No. That's exactly what I was saying.
That was an astute observation.
That is, I mean, lots of seats still available. You know what they're saying? I was listening to local sports radio, as I do majority of the time. They were saying tickets sold, they might not even crack 30,000. But you know what? That just drives the point.
How many people went to the preseason game? 45?
45.
43?
Oh, Bengal.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. I still can't see anything. I'm looking at a pillar. I got the best view of the pillar.
McDonald to Bird for the third time already.
All right.
I'm on time
delay, bro. It's like, you know, it's like 10 seconds later, everybody else clapping, and I'm like, yeah. Everybody looking at me like, who's this idiot with the headphones and a microphone in the bar?
If we had video of this, this would be golden. Because that was just, your face would be like,
I'm still looking at the pillar.
Tape
I'm
delay.
Still. Looking at the pillar.
Just for all our degenerate gamblers, the over-under was 70.
Was it?
70.
That's what it was? That's what it was?
So we are at, what is that? 42. 49, pardon me. My bad. Okay, anyway,
can we talk like some serious business here?
That's what we always do.
Don't go to Ohana Tacos on Maui. Closed.
Is there some...
Smoke and roaches.
Oh, I was going to say something else inside
roach
the tacos.
Roach infestation.
You know what? I got to be honest. Here's breaking news. There's roaches in every restaurant.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it comes to the point where the Department of Health has to come out and give you the red placard, how bad are the roaches? Because, like, yeah, I'm not tripping. I was just in one of these fine establishments around the Robar recently, and rhymes with Dubway.
Ribbit.
And I saw a little roach, and I wasn't tripping because the doors open to the outside. The roaches like come in and eat too.
But you think? I mean, if the Department of Health had to come in and say, you know, give them the boo.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They must have got at least a couple times.
Shape up.
You know, hey, all right. You know, this is happening. You got. I'm pretty sure they give you. Hey, you got 30 days. You got 90 days to shape up. I don't think they come in firing guns a-blazing.
Yeah. But you know where they did come in? You know where they did come in firing guns a-blazing?
Uh-oh.
In Colorado. You heard about the band Fish, right?
I heard the band Fish.
So they do a festival, right, where everybody comes out. It's like
Woodstockish.
Woodstockish. Okay. They go to the camp. They sing songs, kumbaya, blah blah blah. Live out on the land. So this year's Fish Festival. The Colorado Department of Health or whoever it is out there, they say, bro, you guys probably don't want to camp. I bet you, we're not going to let you camp. You know why?
On the grounds.
Bubonic plague.
What is this, the plague. Is this the medieval times?
Colorado. You can smoke a blunt and get bubonic plague within the same weekend.
Yeesh.
Anything goes in Colorado.
Well, maybe if you smoke enough weed, it'll cancel each other out.
You never know. So the thing is, where they're holding it, there's like these places for the rats or the vermin or whatever, and it's... And those are the ones that were getting infected. And if you go and you camp there and they get in your food and blah, 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 blah.
They need an outbreak monkey. That's what they need. That's crazy. I guess I'm not going to go to the Fish Festival.
Don't go to the Fish Festival. Also, don't start vaping. Are you a vapor? Do you vape?
I don't, bro.
You don't? Don't start now.
I'm the worst, bro, when it comes to smoking. The worst.
Have you heard? Like, there's like this illness going around. 150 people got sick from vaping.
Like, oh, I thought you were going to say like maybe the machine blew up
in
their face.
They're getting like... what do you call it? Popcorn lung and stuff.
Popcorn
150
lung.
People getting sick.
What is that popcorn lung?
Popcorn lung is when your lungs get all poppy and corn.
And it gets stuck.
It gets kind of corny. I tell you more.
I'm thinking it probably just gets filled with stuff. Right?
I would tell you more, but...
Your internet is down.
Still down.
Love it.
I love the Robar here at Waterfront Plaza.
Food, cigars, great. Wi-Fi connection, not so much.
So 16 states, 150 possible cases of this like breathing illness with people who vape. But the good news is nobody from Hawaii is on that list.
Thank goodness.
So, you know.
I can't go 5 feet without somebody blowing a cloud at me.
Well, and if you're in Waikiki, it's only going to get worse because,
Waikiki is getting
its first medical marijuana dispensary, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me it's underneath, like, Lulu's or something.
I don't know.
Oh.
I would tell you.
If you had internet.
But I don't have internet.
Oh, okay. This is my guess. First thing where they're gonna start a dispensary right next to Smokey's house of smoking gear.
No,
Smokey's.
I think it's the I think it's the other end of Waikiki.
The beginning, Saratoga side?
Yeah. And I want to say it's Aloha Green, Apothecary.
I think that's the one.
Yeah, but I think it's at the beginning side of Waikiki.
Well, you got to catch the guys coming in, right? Knock them out.
You see what I don't understand? Because the way that the state of Hawaii's laws work, right? There's no reciprocal benefits.
Okay.
If you have a card,
it's a big word.
And you come from another, this is what I'm trying to explain it to you.
Okay.
You come from another state and you get the card, you can't walk in and say, hey, bro, I like some herb. Lacan.
Huh?
Lacan.
So only locals only?
Well, not locals only, because anybody can, but you got to go and get your card. So if you got here and you went to a doctor and you did the paperwork and you did the consultation and you paid the fee,
yikes,
you could get a state of Hawaii card. But it would also take, I think, like 2 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks.
And,
right?
if you're a tourist, I mean, like, I'm out of here in a
and
week.
You're only here for, right. Exactly. So how does that work?
It doesn't work.
You can get a lot of salty people walking around thinking that they can get in. Breaking news.
Breaking
I still
news,
can't
halftime.
See the game.
Halftime, babe. Halftime. Don't worry. This
now big... nobody can see the game because
yeah,
it's
that.
Halftime.
Take that.
All take right.
That. You. 28-21.
Shout out to Jesse. He's a bad man.
Jesse's the man.
He's a bad man.
If you ever lose your phone here. He
that's the guy
find
to
it.
Call.
Yeah, that's the guy to call.
Jesse will help you find it. So I tell
see
you more about
guys.
That.
I think they're going to do more prizes over
well,
here. I'm excited.
It's about halftime. Yep. And that's the thing is, like, I'm sitting here trying to make sure that we're talking about the fun things. But you and I, you've got some raffle tickets over here.
I do.
So we got to make sure that we are ready when that raffle starts that we can get going. But before we do that, the one thing you shared, you got all excited. You was yes. like, Brad, Death Row. Death Row is the label that pays, man.
No, but
except
gonna,
they don't. Suge Knight, he's in prison. He's not
he
has
shaking.
Nothing to do with
guys
Death
over
Row
the...
anymore.
Really?
You tell me. You're the one who was all excited about it because he doesn't
story.
Own it anymore.
Well, it's an interesting story about like who brought him out. Hasbro.
Bro.
Hasbro.
Hasbro.
Yeah,
has
the same guy
Death
that made,
Row.
That made the same yep. company that made Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head
yes.
owns.
I see a lot of Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head because I watch the Toy Story movies with my daughter. That's how I got familiar again with Mr. and Mrs. Potato.
Dude, it's on all the time.
All the time.
All the time. That
and then
Marvel.
When it's not on, my kid tells me, hey, it's Toy Story. And then we put it on, and we got to watch it
like,
again.
It's like, wait, like a half an hour to be on. Speaking of movies, how's that whole Spider-Man thing that went down earlier this? I know
you got to fill me in because, like, I get it, and I appreciate the
you get
Marvel
universe.
Yeah, that's okay. exactly it.
Well, this is what I'm hearing, and I'm still a rookie when it comes to this stuff. But there was this
better than being oblivious because I'm oblivious.
There was this beef between Sony and Disney for the whole rights to Spider-Man.
Okay,
so they were sharing.
And it wasn't like pride or anything like that. It was all ego, and it was all about money.
Oh, it's totally about the money. Always about the money.
So they went in.
We got a guest sitting in.
Yeah, we just got people walking by. It's the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. We're on Instagram, 2HI Dads podcasting. We're recording it. What we call it is we're broadcasting kind of sort of live.
Kind of sort of live.
So sit tight. We're almost done recording. When we get done, I'm going to sit tight with this dude, and I'm going to explain it to him, and he's going to sit here, and we're going to start the photography podcast right here. Go ahead.
So yeah, it's all about greed. Who's going to get the money? So it's, the Sony and Disney couldn't come to an agreement about moving forward
Raj.
About using Spider-Man in whose Raj. Movie and whatever's movie.
Okay.
So now it's shot. Now,
so they got all salty and said, you know what, we're done.
Fine. Yeah. Look, wow. Like how we beef for the other half. Fine.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. So
and they walk away.
Walk away. Yeah. You leave the firm. So Sony owns the rights moving forward with Spider-Man, I do believe.
Okay.
So all the movies moving forward. Has nothing to do with.
Which means Tom Holland ain't gonna be.
No.
Which also means, what about local dude? What about.
Oh, Homeboy. Homeboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his face? He's still in there, I believe. I believe Tom Holland has a contract still to do two more Spider-Man movies, but it's
okay.
gonna be under the Sony label, not.
So, but
MCU.
You still will still see Tom
yes.
in the role.
Right. Thank
okay.
God, no more Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
That's all
okay.
I gotta say.
Okay.
But, so that's that. Oh, there we go. Brian giving away stuff.
It's almost time.
Okay. Right,
what else did you want to talk about real fast before we get out of here? We got to go pretty soon. So last movie that we need to share, you're excited.
Oh, well, Matrix 4.
Yes.
It's so funny.
I want to go see that one.
Okay. What's so funny is that my kid saw it, right? He saw me. Wait. This computer.
Anyways.
He's like, hey. He saw a picture of me looking at like a movie preview of Matrix 4.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, hey, look. Matrix 4. Like, yeah. Who's that? I pointed to Keanu Reeves. He's like, oh, it's John Wick. So is Keanu Reeves at this point more famous for Neo or John Wick?
John Wick. It's a new generation.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's a new generation.
And I was going to try to enlighten him on Matrix. And I was like, I don't know.
All right. All right. Well, you know what? It's halftime. We've got the giveaway starting. We got things to do, people to talk to. We got to go kiss some babies, drink some drinks, eat some food, get a bracelet, drink with Gerard, watch the second half. Yeah. I've got to get a better seat than sitting here looking at the pillar.
Maybe we'll move the pillar.
At the road bar. But it is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast for Justin.
Jason on the other side.
We are going to see you the next time. Thank you so much for listening. Find us online, 2HI Dads, 2HI Dads on Instagram.
Hi.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
I'll see you next time.
And this is two shows. Still standing.
We're moving in a positive direction. We'll see what happens next week. The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Kidding.
The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. These two still chant "Let's go, Bows" at the football game.